Or what would you say about a man who made up his mind about something and he wouldn't change his mind whether he was right or wrong? You'd say he was mighty...
Well, he just contrary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't change his mind whether he's right or wrong. Whatever he thought was right or whatever he thought was wrong,
mm-hmm.
he held to what he thought his way, and it might be right, it might be wrong. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't change his mind.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard a person like that called mule-headed?
Called what?
Mule-headed.
Yeah, yeah. Way back, Connor, that's what we called him.
Uh-huh. Or what about bull-headed?
Hmm?
You ever heard him called bull-headed?
Bull-headed?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Call him bull-headed. Just hold on to their way of thinking, you know, wouldn't give up.
You ever known anybody like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Or say, you know, somebody that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say he was mighty...
Say he's nutty?
Or, you know, if he just lost his temper real easily, how would you describe him?
Well, he loses his temper.
Mm-hmm.
He just get mad at this. He was talking to somebody and he got disrupted and he didn't believe what they believed and he just lost his temper and maybe he wanted to fight or do something else. He just couldn't control his temper.
Have you ever heard him called, say he was mighty touchy? Something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. But I think that he just would be a type that if he didn't have his way and all, he'd get mad and he couldn't control his temper.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if a person caught a cold and it affected his voice, what would you say? You'd say that he's a little bit...
Hoarse?
Uh-huh. Will anything else do that besides a cold make your voice hoarse?
Well, I don't really know now what would, unless it would be a cold.
Say, you know, if you're working outside in the hot sun, it's not too long before you begin to...
Yeah.
What do you say you begin to do?
Sweat.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard any other word besides that?
Yes, I have. But, I forgot now what we called it. Mm-hmm. It always went by sweat, you know, where you got hot and all like that.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe perspire?
Perspire, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we used to go by perspiring.
I had one lady tell me that her grandmother told her that horses sweat,
yeah.
Men perspired, and women glistened. You ever heard anything like that?
No.
I guess you're not supposed to say that a woman sweats.